This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ya Rabbi inna nas'aluka fi mustahalli liqa'ina hatha an tahfazana wa tar'ana wa ahbabana ya Rabbil alameen. Allahumma ja'alna laka shakirin, laka zakirin, ilayka munibin, birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. أما بعد، فيا أحباب رسول الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه، ما أسرع ما ينقضي الوقت. Time is passing, and time is passing very fast. It is 2025. 2000 Y2K was 25 years ago. And people who remember these days, they say, I can remember it as if it was yesterday. It's Friday, you don't know how the weekend is over, and then the week is over, and before you know it, the month is over, and before you know it, the whole year is over, and unfortunately, before we know it, our entire lives are over. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان فتصبح السنة كالشهر ويصبح الشهر كالأسبوع ويصبح الأسبوع كاليوم ويصبح اليوم كالساعة وتصبح الساعة كالضرمة من النار. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, towards the end of time, time is going to pass by so rapidly that a year would seem it is a month. A month would seem to be a week. A week would seem to be a day. A day would seem to be a moment. And that moment is like the flickering of a flame. كَالضُّرْمَةِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Time is passing by. And it is passing by very quickly. And many studies are conducted. Why is it that the older we get, time seems to be passing by very quickly? And young people, young children, they don't perceive time very well. So when you tell your child to wait, just give me an hour, oh, give me 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, because they perceive 5 minutes to be a long time. Yet the older we get, time tends to pass by very fast. On those of us who are blessed with children, and may Allah to continue to bless all of us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, you see it in your own kids. Man, my kids were babies yesterday. Then all of a sudden they're going to school, and every parent will tell you, if you think time is passing by fast, wait till your children start going to school. You won't even notice it. And before you know it, they're already in high school, and before you know it, they are already in college. Now, this idea of not appreciating how time passes by. That's why in the Quran, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making references to different times of the day. And then there is this surah that we all memorize, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْرِ. Allah swears by the passing of time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. Indeed, man is in a state of loss. And then the Quran makes an exception for four kind of people. Everybody is at loss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Except, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except for those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they act righteous deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they counsel each other in mutual adherence to the truth. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they counseled one each other in mutual commitment to perseverance and patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make us amongst them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Al-Fakhr al-Razi, a very popular Muslim mufassir, exegist, explaining the Quran, he said, one time I was in Ray, the city that he was in. And he said, I was passing by, and there was a merchant, and he was calling attention to his product. And he was begging people. He said, I can hear him, but I cannot see him. And the man was begging people, and he's screaming, Ya ayyuhan nas, ishtaru minni, fa inna bida'ati alwaqt. He said, people, I beg you to please buy from me, purchase my product. I am selling time. I said, I became intrigued. What do you mean you're selling time? And he said, the closer I get, the man's appeal, the sense of urgency just kept getting louder and louder. Ya ayyuhan nas, as'alukum billah, ishtaru minni fa inna bida'ati alwaqt. People, I beg you in the name of Allah, please purchase what I am selling. I am selling time. I said, I became very, very intrigued. I wanted to see what the man sells. And I got close to him. It turned out that كَانَ يَبِيعُ الثَّلْجِ. The man was selling ice. And every moment that passes by, and people have not bought his ice, the ice was melting away. So he's begging people, said, please buy it, because if you don't right now, I am going to be in a total loss. Right there and then, Imam al-Razi said, فَعِنْدَهَا أَدْرَكْتُ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. He said, and it was right there and then, at that very moment, he said, I understood when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, by the passage of time, indeed man is at loss. And that is why as believers, we are invited to make use of our time. We are invited to make use of our time. In the Quran, we are invited. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are invited. And in this, you know, what is it that we want time for? What do we want to do with time? Somebody cleverly observed, said that, you know, it seems like most of the inventions that we have made are time-saving devices. Think about it. Almost, you know, these fast planes, these programmable coffee makers, these, you know, whatever it is, said that everything that we are making seems to be a time-saving device. But then he said, we have a very important question to ask. Where is the time that we saved? Where is it? He said, you know what? It turned out that we really did not save time. We only rushed ourselves. So we really did not save time. He said, the only thing that we accomplished is that we just rushed ourselves. What is it that we want to do with time? Ibn al-Jawzi, it said that he would make a dua. He would beg and ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka umran arida. And that's the good, Allahumma inni as'aluka umran tawila. Ibn al-Jawzi يقول, Allahumma inni as'aluka umran arida. Ibn al-Jawzi would beg Allah, and he would say, the tendency is that people ask Allah for a long life, a life that is full in length. Ibn al-Jawzi would say, oh Allah, I ask you for a life that is full of depth, not length. He said, Allah, I ask that my life be full of depth, not just long. I want it to be meaningful. Some people have lived very short, but they have left an incredible impact. Examples. Imam al-Nawawi. Everybody knows the 40 Nawawi hadith. Everybody knows Riyad al-Salihin, the meadows or the gardens of the righteous. Everybody knows Sharh Sahih Muslim, the explanation of Sahih Muslim, and many other books. Il-Azkar, the book of remembrance. So much so, كان الناس يقولوا بيع الدار واشتري الأذكار. People said that the book was so valuable that they would counsel one another and say, get that book, even if it means selling your own house. Buy that book. Imam al-Nawawi, all this accomplishment, died at the age of 42. People left an impact. What happened? Their life was not full of length. Their life was full of depth. Also in the hadith Anas, قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا رسول الله من خير الناس. Said a man came to the Prophet of Allah and said, Prophet of Allah, who is the best of people? Who's like the best of people? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من طال عمره وحسن عمله. قالوا يا رسول الله ومن شر الناس؟ قال شر الناس من طال عمره وساء عمله. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. This man comes to the Prophet of Allah and asks, Prophet of Allah, who is the best of people? So the Prophet of Allah said, the best are those who lived long and they were righteous in their deeds. Prophet Allah, who are the worst of people? He said, they are those who lived long, but their deeds were wicked. See, there is some appreciation in this hadith. Appreciation in the hadith is this notion of you live long, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. But here's what's incredible. You were consistently good. Consistently good, even though you lived so long, but even in this length of time, you were consistently good. That is a beautiful legacy. That is a beautiful legacy to have, that you were consistently good throughout your life. You were consistently good. May Allah grant us such a legacy, Ya Rabbal Alameen. What do you mean? Said, see, the idea of being good is appreciated. Most of the time, most people are mostly good. Said, no, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are those who lived long and their deeds were consistently good. That consistency, that's a legacy. That's a legacy to leave behind. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what about those who are the worst of people? He said, they are those who lived long, but despite the length of their lives, they were consistently wicked. May Allah save us. May Allah save us from such a life where one is consistently good and the other one is consistently wicked. Man was in the presence of Wahb ibn Munabbih, and he was behaving in a way that Wahb ibn Munabbih asked, and he said, Kam umruk? Said, brother, how old are you? And the man, you know, looking young and healthy, he was proud of his achievement, so with a big smile on his face, said, Umri sittun. He said, I am 60 years old. Wahb ibn Munabbih looked at him and he said, Wallahi laqad kitta antasal. He said, by Allah, you are about to arrive. The man was taken back and he said, فَمَا الْعَمَلُ إِذَنْ? What do I do if that is the case? فَقَالَ وَهْبِ بْنُ مُنَبِّهِ أَحْسِنْ فِي مَا بَقَى يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ مَا قَدْ مَضَى. He said, be good in what remains of your years. Allah will overlook what you have done in the past. This is an invitation. As we see time passing by so quickly, the point is not to be startled by this, but the point is to think it and say, what just happened? Said that, what do I need to do? It was also beautifully said by Ibn Zuhayr al-Hafid, as this poet died in 597 Hijri. He one time speak about himself and he said, he looked at the mirror and he was startled by what he saw. قال إني نظرت إلى المرآة إذ جليت فأنكرت مقلتاي كل ما رأت رأيت فيها شيخا لست أعرفه وكنت أعرف قبل هذا فتى فقلت أين الذي كان هذا مكانه متى ترحل عن هذا المكان متى فاستجهلتني أجابت وما نطقت ذاك كان قبل هذا وهذا الآن أتى هون عليك فليس هذا يبقى ألم تر أن العشب يفنى بعدما أنبت كان الغوالي يقولن يا أخي فصار الغوالي يقولن اليوم يا أبتا. He said, I looked into the mirror, he said, after it has been cleaned. And he said, I was startled and my eyes, they were bewildered by what I saw. I saw an old man that I did not recognize. And before this old man, there was a youth in that mirror. So I asked the mirror and I said, where is the one that was residing here? What happened to him? When was he deported away from this place? Recognizing my foolishness, the mirror said back to me, even though the mirror did not utter a word, this was before, but now this is the new you. Said, don't worry about what has happened. This will not remain. Do you not see how greenery vegetates and then it will eventually die? And then regretting and just looking back, he said, youngsters would look at me and they would call me brother. I said, the same youngsters look at me today and they call me uncle. What happened? Time passed by. And he said that, I am at a loss. I cannot recognize who is this person that I am looking at in the mirror, because many times this time passes by and we don't know where it went. What do we want to do with that time? We want to improve relationships. And the most important of relationships is our relationship with our Creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do so, ya Rabbil Alameen. Because see, if this relationship is good, all other relationships are good. So we want to invest in this, making a genuine comeback to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of your age. Don't wait until you get old thinking that this is when I am going to repent. Remember what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who are best amongst us are those who lived long and they were consistently good. We want to invest relationships, or we want to invest in relationships with our loved ones, especially with our families. You know, they say that the average father spends about 17 minutes a day with their family. The average mother spends about 34 minutes a day with their family. We may all be living under the same roof, but it feels like we are living separate lives. Even though we have this time together, but we're not really together. Reminds me of the father who asked his teenage son, 17 years old. He asked him to do something and the son refused, and he was very rude in the way that he refused. So he looked at him and he said, "Son," he said, "do you know what I have done to you? For the past 17 years, I did not take a single day off because I wanted to take care of you." And it said that the son looked at him and he said, "For the past 17 years, you were not around." See, time is to be used so that we can build relationships, strengthen relationships. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do so, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. This last week we lost a beloved brother in our community. Brother Isam Abu Khareiba Abu Ahmed passed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, ya Rabbil Alameen. And you can just sense the beauty in what happens when people spend their lives so well, and you look into the numbers of people that they have touched. According to some, they say this was one of the biggest janazas, funerals, that we have seen in Memphis. And see, usually what happens is, you know, you look into people and say, wait a minute, was this person a teacher and he had a lot of students? That was not the case. Maybe he was a businessman and he just knew a lot of people. No, that was not the case. Or maybe he was some kind of an imam that was known to be a religious figure. That was not the case. But a lot of people showed up. It's not that people showed up. People showed up lovingly. And the more you hear, people had nothing but good to say. Just reminds me of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. طال عمره وحسن عمله. You lived long and you were consistently good. Ask people, when did you meet Brother Isam Abu Khareiba? You know, he came to Memphis back in 1979. People say 1979, we met him at the masjid. 2025, he passed away. And the last place that he visited before going home was the masjid. Where do people know him from? From the masjid. Where did people know him for the last day of his life? Man, he was at the masjid as well. See, when you're consistently good like this, you leave a legacy. Now, I was told of a story. Brother said, his brother told me, he said, you know, when my brother passed away, people started calling me. Is this really true? Is this what happened? He said, this man called me. And he said, you don't know me, he said. But I met Isam in 1979. He said, okay, what happened? See, the man was of an Iranian background. He said, I met Asam in 1979, and we were going to school together, and we were at the dorms. He said, and then the hostage crisis took place back in 1979. People took over the U.S. embassy, and he said, this is happening in Iran now. He said, but I am Iranian here. I'm a student, and people knew that I am from Iran. And he said, in my dormitory, people started knocking on my door and bullying me, and I came out, and there was a group of them waiting to beat me up because they were very upset as to what was happening. He said, your brother Asam came. And he stood in front of them, and he defended me. He said, despite the fact that we really did not have a strong relationship, and he said, if you want to do anything to this guy, you have to go through me. And that's a legacy, man. That is a legacy. For people to actually remember this for over 40 years and say, I remember the man that stood up for me. And see, and that is one of many, many stories. Many stories are told. But what happens, and man, he's not a person that was exuberant, flashy, or anything like that. See, sometimes people live a lot and with a lot of depth, but they do so quietly. قال ماذا فعلوا؟ قالوا تركوا آثارا في القلوب. So what did they do? He said they left an imprint, but the imprint were not steps that you would see on the floor, on the ground. He said, man, the imprints that they left were on people's hearts. These types of stories, you know, these were moments. These were moments, but they were very, very meaningful moments. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. By the passage of time, man is indeed at a loss, except for those who believe. May Allah make us amongst them. Except for those who act righteously. May Allah make us amongst them. Those who are consistently committed to truth, may Allah make us amongst them. Those who patiently persevere in the face of adversity, may Allah make us amongst them. May Allah bless our brother Asam Abu Khureyba. May Allah grant him the highest place in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala welcome him in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of his family after him, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be the guardian over them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to live a life that is full of depth and length. May Allah grant us good lives. May Allah grant us delightful lives. May Allah grant us an honorable death, ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان وارزقنا فيه صالح الأعمال والأقوال اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وعاف مبتلانا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات آجالنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى استقيم واعتدل إن شاء الله for those willing إن شاء الله we'll be praying عصر afterwards we'll be combining our prayers because of this استوى استقيم واعتدل الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
تحيات لله السلام
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك ذات الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك له الحمد وهو على كل شيء
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن شاء الله if you're leaving early or leaving afterwards please be careful on your way out especially leaving a good distance between you and the car in front of you be safe may Allah keep us all safe يا رب العالمين استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليك أيها النبي السلام عليك وعلى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت.